Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Woods. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Junior Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Bird. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doug Bird. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Lurch. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Randy Lurch. And now, play ball. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach juggles the ball. That's an error on Wallach. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird bunts towards the mound. Lurch fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lurch moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lurch moves to third. Raines moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to home to get Lurch. Raines moves to third. Dawson moves to second. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lurch hits a fly ball into left field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dawson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Stein now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ty Waller pinch hits for Randy Stein. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waller moves to second. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Sandberg moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver fields it and throws to second for the out. Sandberg moves to third. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. Buckner moves to third. It's 7-1, Expos. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Moreland moves to second. It's 7-2, Expos. Ray Burris now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland scores. Morales moves to third. It's 7-3, Expos. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ty Waller now playing right field. Mike Proley now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Waller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morales, who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Mel Hall pinch hits for Ty Waller. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Mike Proley. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing center field. Jerry Morales now playing right field. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a line drive towards first. Buckner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expo 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Expos. Bryn Smith now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Durham pinch hits for Junior Kennedy. Woody Fryman now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson, who is chasing the ball. Durham reaches third base with a triple. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 7, Expos, 7. Scott Fletcher pinch runs for Leon Durham. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Mel Hall. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Bump Wills pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-7, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Henderson now playing left field. Scott Fletcher now playing shortstop. Lee Smith now pitching. Keith Moreland now playing right field. Jacris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear strikes out. One out. Wallace Johnson pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry White pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is hit by the pitch. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Davis and he is safe. White steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Expos 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Phillips now playing second base. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Montreal Expos, 7. Goodbye from State Olympique in Montreal.